Thanks to WeTransfer for supporting the Accidental Creative Podcast. WeTransfer is on a mission to make the internet a nicer, simpler, more beautiful place. That's why they built their site to send files with no logins, no passwords, and no privacy intrusions. Start sending files privately and securely at WeTransfer.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am the founder of Accidental Creative and the author of several books, including The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the new book, Herding Tigers, Be the Leader That Creative People Need. And on today's show, we're going to talk about an important topic, something that I think we often don't talk about because we don't like to think about it. We don't even entertain the possibility that it could happen. We're going to talk about failure. What do you do when you fail? Or more importantly, what do you do when you're accountable maybe for other people, you know, collaborators, maybe you lead a team of people, you're responsible to clients. What do you do in those situations where you fail? How do you have those conversations? How do you figure out where to go next? And I'm going to share a passage from my new book, Herding Tigers. And the passage is about how to navigate a team through a failure, but these principles apply to us individually as well. So I'll be talking about them on an individual level. How do we deal with failure when we encounter it, and where do we go from there? Before we dive into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by WeTransfer. So we've all heard a lot about privacy policies in the past few months, but have you ever heard of a company being proud of their privacy policy? Well, WeTransfer is. Because they don't sell user data, they don't snoop or spy on files, and they don't want to know what your shoe size is, what your soft drink preference is, or what your shopping history reveals. They're all about making files easier to share for everyone. And worrying about your privacy is the opposite of that. Another thing that I love about WeTransfer is they launched an editorial platform earlier this year called WePresent, with the intent to inspire others by profiling interesting creative people, exploring the messy and magical creative process, and reaching over a million readers a month. And in film and photography, WeTransfer is partnered to support artists with their projects, such as Rankin, Ryan McGinley, and Nadia Lee Cohen. So if you send files, start sending those files privately and securely at WeTransfer.com. You make WeTransfer. That's WeTransfer.com. And we thank WeTransfer for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. So everyone loves to win, right? The accolades, the attention, and the rewards can be addictive. However, if you're trying to do the work you're capable of doing, you will eventually fail. And if you're leading a team of capable, driven people who are stretching themselves creatively, you're probably going to fail often to hit your mark. You will eventually fail. As a matter of fact, if you're not failing every so often, you're probably not trying hard enough. Let me say that again. If you're not failing every so often as a creative pro, you're probably not trying hard enough. You're probably not venturing out into those places where failure is an option. You're probably hovering around your safety, your comfort zone. But after a failed project, many teams simply move forward to the next one without a postmortem. And many creative pros do the same thing. We just move on. We just want to move on and forget it ever happened and try something new. But this is a huge mistake. It's important that you seize those failures and those mistakes and you turn them into growth moments for your team or for yourself. Otherwise, people are likely to commit the same mistakes again. We can fall into the same traps over and over if we don't stop to recognize why we failed. Some of the biggest coaching opportunities that you're going to have as a leader are the moments when an individual or the team has failed. And as an individual, some of the biggest growth opportunities are going to happen when you fail. So Mike Krzyzewski, the legendary head basketball coach for Duke University, said in an interview that his defining moments have usually been something where he's lost or where he's been knocked back. And he gave the example at the end of the 1983 season, Duke lost by 43 in the ACC tournament. The program was in disarray at the time. It's hard to imagine now, but it was. And many thought that Coach K's career was over. And at dinner that night, someone raised his glass, one of his assistant coaches, and said, "Here's to forgetting about tonight." Coach K stopped him and ordered him to put the glass down. Then he raised his own glass and he said, "Here's to never forgetting about tonight." The following season, when the team arrived on October 15th for the first practice, the scoreboard over the court read 109-66. That was the final score of the tournament loss that they had suffered to Virginia the year before. Players recounted that Coach K wanted them to never forget how it felt to get beat so thoroughly and to use it as fuel to give their best every day. And since that day, Duke has emerged as a premier basketball program. We all know that. And Coach K largely points to that defining moment as the turning point. So here are a few questions to ask shortly after experiencing a failure. What do you do when you fail? What should you do in the very moment you realize this has not gone well, we've failed? What do you do in that moment? It's very important that you couch the conversation that you have with yourself, or you couch the conversation you have with your team as a desire to learn from the experience and grow, not as a trial of competence. Many people, when they fail, they immediately turn negative. They begin believing and internalizing negative narratives that are simply not reflective of the truth, but they feel good in the moment because they allow you to sort of commiserate with yourself or commiserate with your team. But you can't let that happen. So what do you do? What are the questions you ask? Number one, why do you think that I fell short of the objectives? Why did we fall short of the objectives? Stop to consider what happened and strive to ensure that yourself and the team is telling a consistent story about what actually happened. Often team members are going to have different perspectives about what led to the failure. And sometimes you might believe a different narrative from the other people involved in a project. Make certain that there is a common understanding of what contributed to the failure to hit the mark. So why do you think we fell short of the objectives? Second, what did we learn from this experience, or what did I learn from this experience? Try to capture whatever was learned from the shortcoming so that you're able to institutionalize that learning and prevent the same mistakes next time. So often what happens is we want to move on. We just want to forget about it because we don't want to deal with the discomfort of having failed. But that's the very moment when those learnings are most fresh. So stop to ask, what did I learn from this experience? Or with your team, ask, what did we learn? Were there any assumptions that were limiting our thinking? Were there any faulty lines of logic that led to miscommunication? Whatever the problems, make sure that you and the team understand exactly where things went off the rails. Third, what will you do different next time? So failure is only a huge problem if it A, takes you out of the game, or B, it's repeated in the same way more than once. So strive to never fail twice in the same way. Failure the first time is inevitable. You're going to happen. It's going to happen every so often. You're going to fail, right? But failure twice in the same way is a function of poor leadership. Was the failure a result of effort, a failure of decision-making, or a failure of skill? And how can you avoid it again? And by the way, failures of effort require special treatment because it's the one kind of failure that is completely avoidable. So if you failed because you didn't try hard enough, that is completely avoidable, right? But failures of any other form, you know, decision-making, skill, those can be avoided next time. You can either develop your skills, or you can hone your decision-making skills, right? But failure of effort is never tolerable for yourself or for your team. So why did you fail, and what will you do different next time? And then a question you can ask if you're collaborating with other people is, if you were me, what would you do to prevent these mistakes in the future? So solicit input from people around you, from fellow team members, or from the people that you lead as a leader. How would you avoid these mistakes in the future? See if you can prevent them next time. Don't assume that they will share their advice with you unless given explicit permission to do so. You know, sometimes people around you see a slow failure happening in your life. They see something coming and they don't say anything because they don't feel permission to do so. So ask the people around you, what would you do if you were me to prevent these mistakes in the future, to prevent yourself from failing next time? So after a failure, team members are often hesitant to speak up until they know the temperature of the room. Give them permission to speak truth to you and to offer their advice about how to succeed in the future. And then finally, I encourage you to avoid the temptation to backward rationalize poor results as acceptable. This happens all the time. We backward rationalize it and say, well, that's actually what we intended to do, or hey, it was a happy mistake. Some teams try to find the silver lining in every situation and rationalize why their supposed failure was actually a success. No, don't do this. Everyone on your team knows what happened. Everyone around you knows what happened, and you're not fooling anyone. So instead, highlight your failures and use them as fuel for improvement. How you handle failure individually and how you handle failure as a team leader will determine whether your team and whether the people around you are willing to take risks with their own work. So use these moments of failure as a learning opportunity and treat them as one more marker on the road to growth and success. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. I'll see you next time.